With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy to be joined now by Tom Gallagher, the Ipswich High School Athletic Director. And Tom, welcome back. It's been a while since we've chatted. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Rick. Thanks for reaching out.
You know, I can imagine some of the meetings and conversations you guys had as athletic directors and with coaches and stuff over the past year. I don't know, Tom, is there any way to summarize, and maybe now that, you know, we're a year more into the pandemic, but we seem to be coming out of it. Any way to summarize how you would put this past school year into perspective with your student athletes?
Boy, I think first and foremost, it was patience and flexibility that kind of got us through all of last year. We obviously had lots of modifications to deal with. We had ever-changing rules, and, you know, we started off in the fall season last year, and things were very restrictive, and into the winter it was restrictive, and then we got into our fall two season, and things started to calm down a little bit, and then by the time we got to the spring, things started to calm down a lot more as more and more people got vaccinated, and, you know, some of the protocols changed, so, you know, I think patience and flexibility were really the two biggest things.
Yeah, I like that. Good label. I like that. That was the year of patience and flexibility, which is a great lesson, of course, for not only the kids, but also all the rest of us. You know, one of the things I was thinking about, Tom, is your scheduling as an AD. You have these schedules that are put together, you know, months, if not years in advance sometimes. And then all of a sudden, bang, you guys had to make a change on an hour's notice. And, that's quite a precedent. You guys across the spectrum were able to do that.
Yeah. In the Cape Ann League, we started meeting early on. We involved principals and athletic directors from all schools, and things were, obviously dicey to begin with. And, what we did was we made a commitment to competing within the Cape Ann League that we would eliminate non-league games, and that helped because it reduced the schedule and gave us a little bit more flexibility. We also looked in that first fall season to try and schedule different sports on different days so we didn't have overlap, which allowed us as athletic directors to really be at everything and oversee what was going on. And then we continued that through the rest of the school year as well until we got to the springtime.
Well, you mentioned, you know, how spring got better, and I think fall, too, was the beginning of that. But, again, a quick thumbnail, Tom, over about how Ipswich Athletics did overall last season, maybe participation, and not so much the one-loss records, but how much the kids, you know, what they got out of it and what your coaches got out of it.
We continued with the same mantra, you know, with coaches and players and telling them to pay attention to the rules and regulations and to do their part and to be patient and, again, be flexible. And we had good participation numbers. In talking to some of the other schools around the area, we heard that numbers had dropped off, but we were pretty much level for what we would see in a typical spring. In fact, some of our sports, we even had a little bit of an increase in numbers. And credit to the coaches and the athletes, not only in the spring, but for the entire year last year. It was a collective effort, but we were able to obviously pull off all four seasons. And finishing up in the spring, it was nice. I still remember the first day I was standing out at our turf field and watching the first game that we had without masks on all year long and what a difference it was and the smiles on kids' faces and the parents who were coming to watch, and it felt like people had cut a couple of giant sandbags off our shoulders at that point, and, you know, things really started to feel more like normal.
I talked with Kevin Fassett a lot during football season, and of course Ipswich High School football was outstanding in the spring. And now Ipswich's loss has become Danvers' win, with Kevin moving over there to be an assistant football coach in Danvers and also coaching Danvers hockey. But that brings me to the transition to now. Can we start with football, Tom, and tell me a little bit about the new coaching staff and how things have opened up this first couple of weeks?
Sure. So we hired an assistant coach of ours, Zach Lampkin, who's also our baseball coach, and he is now taking over the reins from Coach Fassett. We have Glenn Foster, who is with us this year. Glenn, I think a lot of people know Glenn. He's our boys lacrosse coach and was a longtime football coach, and he's done a few stints. So he's coming back to work with the line. Mm-hmm. We have a new addition to our staff, a guy named Chris Lane, who is already hitting the ground running, and then we brought back a coach from a couple of years ago named Mike Gorrell. So that rounds out our football staff. And so far, so good. Our numbers are down. I think, as you know, we had a very successful season last year, in large part because we had a lot of seniors. I think we had 20 seniors out of 34 on our roster. So we had some pretty big voids there. But we've got upper 20s, I think, for numbers right now, and the team's hit the ground running at this point. So we're looking forward to seeing them open up a week from Friday.
All right, let's go through the rest of fall sports with cheerleading, cross-country, field hockey, golf, and then maybe your co-op teams.
Sure. So our cheerleading coach, Sherry Blomster, is back again this year. And cheerleading obviously had a really rough year last year. They got knocked around and eventually came up with competitions in the springtime. So our fall team actually competed in the spring, and they got one competition, which was a virtual competition, and that was about it for their season. So very non-traditional for them. So they are back at it. We've got about a dozen cheerleaders out right now, and they're training and hoping that things go back a little bit more normal for them and that they can have some in-person competitions and a little bit of a mix of veterans and some underclassmen there. So I think they are they're looking pretty good. We've got our two cross-country teams up and running. Pretty much the same numbers that we have in the teens for both the boys and the girls at this point. And we have Sue Marcos, which is our boys coach, and Steve Bartholomew, who's our girls coach. And both of those teams during the pandemic last year had, I think there were about 500 records, but they are, again, just like our cheerleading squad, they're kind of a mix of upperclassmen and underclassmen. So we're looking for some good things there. We have a new field hockey coach. We had a longtime coach, Sarah Murphy, who stepped down at the end of last year, and we hired Nikki Pignoni, who most recently was a JV coach over at Hamilton Wenham. So she is actually a former player of ours who graduated several years ago, so we're excited to have her back on board. The field hockey team had a pretty good year last year. They were, I think, 7-2-1 last year, and they're returning quite a few players from last year's team. So we're excited to see what's going to go on there. Our soccer teams, our boys team, struggled a little bit last year. They were didn't do so well in the win column, but they had a great season. They were a team that really took a little bit of time to gel, and as they got towards the end of the season, they got better and better. And honestly, we're playing some of their best soccer towards the end of the year. It was actually too bad that their season ended with 10 games and we didn't get to play the traditional 18, because I think that team would have really started to come into its own. And we have our longtime coach Greg Scruton is back at the helm there. On our girls soccer side, we have an interim coach this year. Our head coach, David Wood, actually is taking a year off, and we have a teacher from our building named Greg Shimura, who has quite a background in soccer, who has stepped in to take the team on an interim basis this year. The girls, I think, finished about 500 last year, and similar to the boys, as the season went on, they really started to come into their own. And again, it's too bad they didn't have an opportunity to extend their season a little bit longer. And then our volleyball team, we have Stacy Sonke, who is our coach there and is coming into her second year. That team was very competitive last year. I think they finished the regular season at 6-4, and their losses came to some of the stronger Cal teams, the Newburyports and the Linfields, and I think we lost one split with Hamilton Wenham, I think, last year as well. And then we have our golf team. Gardy O'Flynn is back with them, and he is, they're up and running. They actually have their first match tomorrow, so they've been getting in a lot of rounds the last few days. And we've got a blend of underclassmen and upperclassmen there. I think we have about a dozen golfers on the team. So at this point, we're thrilled. You know, we're back, and everybody's, you know, up and running at this point, and we're looking forward to getting things underway this week and next with games and so forth.
You know, I love hearing, and I accidentally looked at the winter sports with co-op, so thank you for correcting me on that. But I love going to the different high schools, Tom, and hear legendary sports names that are still around, and it happens everywhere. And you know, you just mentioned Gardy O'Flynn, you mentioned Glenn Foster, and it's a great feeling to me of community, I think, throughout the North Shore to hear these names, because these guys are known not only by your kids but also by the other teams.
For sure. Yeah, we've been blessed here. I mean, when you think of Ipswich High School, you can go back to, you know, Art Carey and Elliot Roundy, and you think of Jack Welch and Ken Spellman and Doug Woodworth, and, you know, in today, as you mentioned, you know, Glenn Foster's been around for many, many years in both the football and the lacrosse programs, and Gardy has done, he's our girls' tennis coach, he's our golf coach, he's been our baseball coach, he's done track, you know, it's really exciting, and we're certainly blessed to have, you know, talented coaches such as those guys who have spent many, many years you know, coaching up our student athletes.
And Tom, I know that you're being very humble, but you've been in the position now for quite a while. How long have you been there?
As the athletic director, I believe this is the start of my 18th year.
Oh my goodness!
So, it's been a while.
All right. What about finally? I think to wrap this up, participation from spectators and fans and so on, with respect to being in person at the events or live streaming. How's that going to work this year?
So right now, we are not looking at any fan restrictions. The only restriction that we're aware of right now is the need for wearing masks for athletes who are indoors and spectators who are coming indoors, and that was a mandate that came out last week from DESE, the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be following those mandates. But in terms of being outdoors, our players are maskless. We don't necessarily have to worry about fans wearing masks, and at the moment, we don't really have any social distancing requirements. We're just looking at masks for people who come indoors to watch, and we're looking at no masks needed unless people choose to wear them when they're outdoors. So compared to last year where we did an awful lot of live streaming, it's going to be really nice to have spectators. It was very, very strange playing games last year to empty gyms and empty bleachers and things like that. So we're looking forward to having parents and local fans back to cheer our teams on this year.
Will the streaming be available again, do you know, because it was pretty much prevalent all over the Cape Ann League and the Northeastern Conference. Is that something that will be continuing or kind of as you need it?
For us, it will be more as needed this year. Last year, we were able to get some people. We used Facebook Live for most of our stuff, which went pretty well, and for other schools, I know that they used either Huddle or I think some of them used the NFHS cameras and so forth. But we use Facebook Live, and it seemed to work pretty well for us. And with the opening of our gyms and our stadiums again this year, I think we're going to do it more on an as-needed basis. We've got our fingers crossed that we don't regress and then have to go back to limiting fans. And if we do, we will definitely go back to streaming because we want to make sure as many people can see it as possible.
Like I've said, I've got my fingers crossed and I'm knocking on wood that this thing all goes well. Tom, final comments, anything else you want to mention that I didn't ask you about?
No, once again, you know, we're thrilled that, you know, we have an opportunity for kids to compete again this year, and things are hopefully going to look and feel a little bit more normal this year, and we're hoping that we can continue that throughout the year. Last year, I mean, we've overused the word unprecedented, I think, but, you know, if you look back at what was accomplished last year and the fact that the Cape Ann League was able to pull off four complete seasons, and you know, there were some interruptions here and there, but by and large, the Cape Ann League did very, very well staying within our bubble last year. So, you know, we're hoping that this year with non-league games and, you know, spectators and so forth, that we're going to go back to things feeling even more normal than they did when they sort of evolved last spring.
Great job. That is Ipswich Athletic Director Tom Gallagher. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.